My name is Azaria.
My name is Naho.
My name is Pinya.
My name is Ayul.
My name is Muse.
I'm 10 years old.
I am 7 years old.
I am 8 years old.
I am 9 years old.
While I was traveling to different parts of the country, I have seen many children starving, dying, and with many suffering. So I couldn't, you know, keep on doing some other business assignments. So finally, when, you know, time comes, when Jesus filled my heart with this ministry, I couldn't continue. I finally decided, left my comfortable zone, because I was fully, I was pregnant, you know. I have to deliver that mission, you know. I saw, because the Lord told me that there is a vision I put in you, you have to accomplish that. And finally, it was not very difficult for me to decide. It's really 100% the Holy Spirit assisted me to start the orphanage. Physically, when you see it, it's not very easy decision. Seeing the kids suffering is the biggest and very tragic thing that I can explain, because they are helpless. These people are, you know, they don't have parents, they don't have relatives. Some have gone away, not to see them die, not to see them, you know, crying and suffering. Some of them are on their hands, I mean, relatives' hands, without eating. They might, you know, see sucking the breast, but no milk inside, because the mom is not getting enough food. So just seeing this in different parts of the country, just running a very good business here, I mean, driving car and medication and other insurances are not important for me. That couldn't make me very happy. Now I'm very happy because I play. I see children very happy, change it from that situation to this situation. So actually, if you don't love Jesus and love children, it's not a work that you choose, because there are different challenges. The food, the medication, the school, the house rent, the clothing, everything is the challenge. There are times when I have been crying, you know, sitting on my table. Tomorrow I have to buy, these kids doesn't know. If I say I don't have, they cannot understand me. But one thing that makes me very happy is Jesus loves the kids. I never have lacked nothing, because he loves them. He always provides. When I started the orphanage, I was empty. Just I started from nothing, just believing that Jesus can provide. It's a miracle. By the way, I believe in miracles. I believe in the prayers Jesus taught. He said, pray only to get your daily bread. I always say, Lord, I want my daily bread. These children are yours, so I need daily bread for these children. I tell you, brothers and sisters, sometimes even I don't know from where I get from, when in my account from different parts of the country. Miracle. So I trust the Lord. He never have left me alone. Everybody knows I'm not a boss of anybody here. Everybody's boss is Jesus Christ, because it's not my mission. I'm the tool. So it's his mission. He's here to accomplish. He always sees here. Everybody is working for the glory of the Lord. So the kids have got special families. They are alone, they had no one, but now they have families that love them. They are given attention, they are given love, they are given priorities. So praise God, praise Jesus, he is always there.